On this episode of the Family Podcast, it's Super Bowl week. Super Bowl 52 is in town, and we talk about our favorite traditions, meals, do some Super Bowl trivia, and we find out the only way to get McLaren and Sophia to watch the big game. All ahead on the Family Podcast. We appreciate you tuning in and really hope you enjoy. Welcome to the Family Podcast. Welcome back to the Family Podcast. This is episode 12. Ooh. Dose.
What up?
Baker's Dozen.
We're getting there.
That's another Baker's Dozen.
No, Baker's Dozen is 13.
13. What?
Okay, look it's forward to the next 12. One. It's going to be a Baker's Dozen.
Cheaper by the dozen?
A dozen is 12.
But a baker's dozen.
Is 13.
Dang it. 18.
No, it's okay. There's like a story of someone gave one extra donut or something. It doesn't matter.
The Christmas shoes.
Yeah.
Irrelevant.
But yeah, episode 12. Today, what are we talking about? Mostly Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl week. We are here in Minneapolis, so we have the Super Bowl coming up next Sunday on February 4th. So
for all of our international podcasters that are tuning in, we're right in the heart of everything going on.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of events going on throughout Minneapolis and St. Paul regarding the Super Bowl. There's concerts. The Winter Carnival is going on in St. Paul, too, so we have big ice castle built. There's a zip line over the Mississippi. There's big snow slides.
Who wants to do the zip line?
I would have.
I sold out right away.
It did sell out right away. And I thought, you know, with us being big, huge, successful family podcasters, they would be like,
the phone would be ringing.
You go.
We need you to promote.
Nobody called.
No.
So the original intention for that was they were going to sell a certain number of pre-sold slots.
Yeah.
And then the rest would be people just walking in.
Yep.
Or walking up. And the problem was those pre-solds sold out so fast that they ended up just saying,
We're sold out. We don't have any.
The dog is being very active in this podcast.
Piper.
So yeah, you might hear Piper in the podcast. So
didn't they sell like 10,000 tickets for the zipline?
Yeah, it was a lot. But
whatever it was, we thought when we talked about it earlier, there's no way they're going to sell this thing out, and people went crazy, and they thought there's going to be walk-up sales.
It's
completely sold out.
They've done it at other big events. I know it was at the Super Bowl last year, and they've had it at like the Olympics or other big events like that. It's the same company. They've traveled around to other events and done it.
And I would love to do it, but I would be so... I'm afraid
of heights. It's like a 750-foot zip line
over the Mississippi
River.
First of all, it's dull, and then like...
Dull.
Well, compared to a tropical place doing a zip line like Costa Rica or something, everything's vibrant and like
you can see the city.
Downtown Minneapolis, it'd still be cool.
But wouldn't it be cool if you looked like you were gonna crash into the bank of the Mississippi where
the Federal Reserve
pulls you right up?
I just can't.
I wish I had the guts to do it, and
I
feel like that's something we could have here all the time though. And that it would be
people would consistently
an attraction.
Be going
well, especially with the changing seasons. I mean, to be able to do that in like every season, I think that would be kind of cool.
Yeah,
it could be cool in Stillwater across the St. Croix too.
It'd probably be even better.
I love the St. Croix. Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe it'd be easier to
bridge or
easier to keep permanent too there.
Yeah,
but there's a lot of stuff going on. Also, out of South St. Paul, they have helicopters going back and forth to show the ice castle and at U.S. Bank Stadium.
That would
Has
be
that
fun.
Been confirmed that that's what they're actually doing, or are you just saying this? Like,
no, that's
I got an email at work saying this is what's going on. That's why I've been so.
He has been like he hears a helicopter and like runs to the window and is like, the helicopter's here again, and has been like trying to figure out where this helicopter is coming from.
Saw one today.
Flem- oh,
that's Hilton's.
I love Hilton. I've always wanted
to go on a helicopter. I might be nervous about it.
I think I'd be a little
nervous. We'll call our guy Ken.
How about you, Gabe? Would you want to go on a helicopter ride?
Yeah.
Who's been on a helicopter?
I never have.
Yeah, just anybody? Do you think you're cool?
I've been on 2 helicopter rides.
Tight.
What do you mean 2?
One was in the bubble at the Nativity County Fair when they unfortunately had a helicopter that was blowing wind left and right land on the playground. So people were all going,
pelted with little sand
right.
and rocks.
That didn't work out, but I got to go. And then the second time was in high school for the for JROTC. Yeah. We got to hop on a military chopper.
Oh, like a Black Hawk.
It wasn't a Black Hawk. They weren't that advanced. But it was really, that was 2 of the coolest rides I've ever had.
That is fun.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, I always get nervous about helicopters because you have to reveal your weight so that they can
pull the thing out. Because you're so big.
Oh, I'm 105. You're 107, not 105.
Why is the helicopter leading to the right? Over to the other side.
I think she gave us her ID weight.
Yeah, right. Is that what it says on your driver's license or is that your real weight?
Oh my gosh. That's funny.
I'm going to do a diet. MetaFest. Shout out MetaFest.
Yep.
Oh, what's up?
Sponsor up. Yep. Let's go.
Piper's back.
Yeah.
So we have the Super Bowl coming to town. Right now, normally we're sitting by our dining room table and we're hanging out. And tonight we're in our living room. 2 are on the couch, couple are on a couple different chairs. And in the background are the Grammy Awards. We got the red carpet stuff going on right now. So if the gals sound like they're drooling with their mouths open because they're not paying attention to the podcast, the boys will rein them in with a sports question and make sure they're tuning in and paying attention.
I'm not facing it, so I'm not watching it at all. But
congrats.
Any Super Bowl predictions?
Patriots.
Eagles by 20.
Patriots.
I don't know how you could ever
it's
want.
It's really been a weird week because so many people in Minnesota have been upset and are anti-Philly because of a couple of knuckleheads in Philadelphia Pipe that were watching Viking fans going into the stadium in Philadelphia and saying, bleep you guys are... And
throwing...
22-year-old guys. Right. It wasn't the 65-year-old. So there's a...
It was the people who can't even afford to get in the game and are just there to cause trouble or drink in the parking lot.
Right.
That isn't even why I'm picking the Patriots.
Tell me why.
I just like Tom Brady and his wife.
For what reason?
Giselle?
Giselle is 55 years old and irrelevant.
Yeah. Excuse me, people. I'm going to go let the dog outside.
Okay. I don't know that I've ever seen a picture of Giselle. That's how irrelevant she is if she's such a big model. I've never seen her in my life.
I've seen a picture or 2 of her. And
Tom Brady.
You know what? She's working out.
Tom Brady, good quarterback. Good quarterback. By no means anywhere near the greatest of all time. He never will be.
As much as I don't want
Here's my argument. I think Aaron Rodgers for the Packers is a far superior quarterback to Tom Brady. When the Packers lost Aaron Rodgers this year, they lost just about every single game. When Tom Brady was suspended last year and wasn't playing for the first 4 games or whatever, Patriots still won every game. It's not Tom Brady. They have a full system of people there. Belichick's the genius, not Tom Brady.
Okay.
Anyone can make a pass.
Understood. I agree with you there.
He's the most accomplished quarterback, not the most talented.
Then your argument there would be, who is the most valuable player?
And Aaron
Rodgers.
In that
case, Aaron Rodgers would be a more valuable player than Tom Brady would be to the New England Patriots. So I would agree with that.
Patriots win with Brady or not.
Okay, but I also agree that Brady...
He's a decent quarterback.
Great quarterback. Maybe arguably the best of all time. That's up for debate. There's so many great quarterbacks out there there's too many variables. So you can't say he's the best.
These damn Patriot fans need to close their mouths. We all don't like you.
That's aggressive.
Oh, he's going after Boston.
Where, I'm not.
You hear that, Boston fans? He's going to be there next week.
Coming from Mr. Boston himself.
I enjoy Boston. Every other weekend. I enjoy Boston. I hate Patriots fans. I will be going, even though we live in Minneapolis, where the Super Bowl is this year, I will be actually flying to Boston to watch the Super Bowl.
He is a complete contrarian. He's a complete contrarian.
I like to be in the minority, too.
Right.
But let us not forget what he did in last year's Super Bowl.
Tom Brady doesn't matter. I was in Boston for that Super Bowl as well. We left to get food when it was 28-3.
The Super Bowl, they were losing, and he came back to win.
28-3.
I wish he was our quarterback last week.
He also cheated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's, we forget about that. Let's... Patriots are big cheaters.
Good cheaters or big cheaters?
Good cheaters.
No, they're big cheaters.
No, they're not good cheaters. They
would get caught always.
True. If they were good, they wouldn't get caught.
How about that, though? Think about that. The New Orleans Saints, when they played the Vikings in that NFC Championship game, and it was...
2009.
I got them. And it was, quarterback gate.
No, you can't leave and keep talking.
And then, I got to get the dog. This is real life here, folks. This is the family podcast. And then, Tom Brady and the New England Patriots completely cheat by stealing plans or,
cutting off
guys,
the
whatever
headsets of the other team.
Right, right.
They did it.
The NFL has got a little bit of...
Yeah, we have what coming up?
We have Vince McMahon made the announcement the other day. Oh my gosh, the XFL is coming back in 2020. Most people don't remember too much about the XFL. D, your first thought was, he hate me? Is that
he hate me, yeah.
He hate me? Because they could put on their
whatever
jerseys,
they
could put any name on the back of their jerseys.
That's funny.
So one player was, he hate me.
That's what he went by.
Yeah. And he had an NFL career after that.
Really?
Yeah, he made it. Oh, he adjusted over to the NFL.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I forget his name.
I wonder what... Yeah, I was just going to say.
One of the guys at the radio station said, oh, yeah, that's, Bill Smith or whatever his name is. And the XFL...
XFL's coming back.
...was the precursor. I mean, XFL was all about wrestling... with football.
Vince McMahon and right. Donald Trump.
And now, is the NFL, though, creeping toward that? Are they...
No, I disagree. Dee was saying what Joe Souchere was talking about, how it's becoming a performance. I don't think it'll come that. I disagree.
Okay, his name is Terald Deshawn. Goes by Rod Smart. Terald Deshawn Smart. But just Rod Smart.
And then in XFL, he hate me.
Yep. American football running back. Played college football at Western Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Never
signed with the San Diego Chargers.
Sweet. XFL's coming back, so we have that to look forward to.
Will it last? Who knows? All right, I've got some football, since we're talking about football before we leave.
It's pretty much completely disengaged by the girls at this point.
I don't know what half the things
you're
talking
know.
About.
You
do know. I checked out.
When you guys start talking about Aaron Rodgers and the Super Bowl last year.
You know who
year,
they are.
I know who Aaron Rodgers is. I know who Tom Brady is. I don't remember a single thing about the Super Bowl last year.
You don't remember last year's Super Bowl?
No.
Okay.
I don't know who was in it.
It was Atlanta Falcons versus Patriots, but it doesn't matter. What if I say this? Tom Brady is ugly and has horrible hair.
You are the worst, and you have never seen Tom Brady.
No, I don't think anybody has looked at him.
I don't think he has that great of hair.
He has the worst hair in the NFL. Horrible.
Okay, well, do you look at the hair when they have the helmets on? Are you looking at the hair?
Yeah, that's
valid. Well, with a helmet on, you can't say he's attractive.
I don't like bald people.
He's got thinning hair. His hair is thinning, and it hangs down grossly. He's the worst.
I think he's an attractive man.
At least his wife's cute.
All right.
I've got some Super Bowl trivia here questions, and I don't expect everybody to know everything about the Super Bowl.
But we do expect participation.
I will participate.
Yes, and I'm not going to go early on in Super Bowl 1, 2, and 3.
Wait, McLaren, who won the first Super Bowl?
Your mom.
Nope.
I've got no idea.
Got him.
I just asked you this 2 days ago.
I know, and I don't remember. I know we had this conversation.
Who won the first Super Bowl? First team that comes to your head.
Vikings.
Who?
I don't know. Packers.
Wait.
Yep.
Wait. The Vikings have never won a Super Bowl in the Clarence.
They haven't?
Gabe got it.
Girls.
They've lost four of them.
Failed.
Gabe just got it.
That's really
Packers
sad.
Won the first
Gabe,
Super
nice
Bowl.
Job. Because I remember that we had this.
The smartest one here.
A day ago.
Is that why it's the Vince Lombardi trophy?
Well, it's named after him. Not because they won the first Super Bowl.
Well, wasn't he a Packer person? Or am I wrong?
Yeah. Vince Lombardi played for the Packers, did he not?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was the he was the coach, and that's
Is he like one of the best players? Is that why the trophy's after him?
He was pretty good.
And he did a good job.
Gotcha. So he's all right.
All right, Dad.
All right. Super Bowl 52. The February 4th game will be played at room temperature thanks to Minneapolis U.S. Bank Stadium. How many of the previous 51 Super Bowls have been played indoors?
Oh.
A, 17, B, 19, or C, 21?
I was, my...
Oh, they're
C. No. Oh. Okay, but do you think there's been a lot?
My guess was 20. If you had not given options, I was going to go with 20.
I'm going to go with B. Well, I think they try to go indoors because then you don't have the weather factor playing into it.
I'll say 19.
I'm
going to
go with
C.
The
21. Same, Mom, that's C.
What's 9 plus 10?
I don't know. 21. Yeah.
All right. Sorry, you're all wrong. 17.
That was the number that was in my head when it first was.
Right, you have to verbalize that loud.
20 was mine.
That was my psychic in me.
But isn't that... we talked about this week on the radio, is wouldn't it be fun to have a game in New York where it doesn't matter if it's freezing. The NFL has to get over this. It has to be 76 degrees so everybody can enjoy the game.
Well,
if the elite are going to the game, give them a little
coats.
Shot of...
Give them coats!
They can afford coats, but give them the real... This is what the climate is at this stadium in this state, and this is what this team goes through. You can have tents in the parking lot. Okay, wait a minute. Listen. You put this paper down. A Green Bay... A Super Bowl at Lambeau Field. How much fun would that be? It might be.
No,
it wouldn't
never
be
been
fun.
There.
Isn't that
kind
of
an old place?
But well, they've done renovations to it. But listen,
but
they could
Lambeau?
Put tents in the parking lot. They could do all that. You could still have your NFL parties and the taste of the NFL. But to have the game where this is in its true element would be real.
Let me tell you.
Thoughts.
First, and I don't have any desire to ever go to a Super Bowl. If I have big time money, take me to the Stanley Cup game. I do not want to go to the Super Bowl. Okay, so let me put that out.
All right,
thank you.
Folks, it's out there.
Thank you for putting that out.
I'm not a huge. I don't love football enough to have someone spend that money on that. You want to buy me a Gucci purse? All right, now we're talking.
I don't want
to
buy a Gucci purse.
Second, if the game is outside in negative degrees or is below 20 and it's snowing. And you're on an outside field, I will, even if I won the lottery, even if I'm the richest person alive, I'm still not going to that game.
I would like to go to a Super Bowl. I don't know that I have any interest in going every single year.
No. But we're talking about, would outdoor be a fact? Like,
I didn't know NFL players could play in the outdoors. Besides this, besides that this one can now open.
What?
This is the first one I've ever known that
Sophia?
Can open.
Our
U.S. Bank Stadium
doesn't
open.
I swear.
That was in the design, like, when they first started talking about
it
but
it open.
Isn't.
Well, okay.
Some of them
Most stadiums are outdoors.
Our end zone windows
open. I've only
seen
college.
Yeah, the doors open.
Yeah, they do.
We have giant doors that open.
Yes.
They're massive.
Yes.
But like,
Sophia,
they played...
Most football stadiums are outside.
The Vikings played the Eagles outside last week.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
So, and prior to the Metrodome, the Vikings played outside at Met Stadium.
Weird.
That sounds like
In the Vikings...
I was at a lot of those games. We had season tickets.
The Vikings-Eagles game, there was a stat. It was like the indoor teams playing outdoor teams in the last like 10 seasons have not won. If an indoor team comes and plays against an outdoor team outside, they've lost like 10 out of 10 times. But they were also saying the Vikings ended up keeping that record going,
yes,
so it's now 11 or 0-11.
Yeah.
But they said if any indoor team was going to beat them, it'd be the Vikings because They're basically an outdoor team that plays inside.
Why do they play outdoors ever, though?
It's
Sophia. Most stadiums are outdoors.
Wisconsin Lambeau Field is out.
Practice
Soldier Field.
Yeah, they do.
That's where?
They just built the new practice facility ten minutes away. Yeah, but there's like three outdoor fields at it.
They do both, Sophia.
Because they want to practice where they're going to be outside in the cold. Because when they go play outside,
they need to be ready for it.
I always forgot they played. Vikings played that full season at the Gopher Stadium, TCF Bank.
That's true too.
They played outdoors those years.
And a lot of college things are outside.
Well, yeah,
majority for college.
Also, though, I went to the outdoor hockey game, and I love hockey, and that was
the Winter Classic.
Well,
yeah, the Winter Classic
not
was
a stadium set up for hockey.
Right, hockey and basketball stadiums have the.
No, I'm not even saying for watching the game. I'm just saying it was so cold outside.
I went to that.
Yeah, I know, but I went to the college one.
That's when you wear your fur coats.
Yes.
You won't let me wear our fur coats anywhere, Mom.
We need to get pictures in those, McLaren.
I know.
Yeah.
ASAP before the snow melts. That's where it was so dumb.
Not only that, what I remember when the games used to be outside at Met Center or Met Stadium was you did not want to have to go to the bathroom. Because it was cold, and you had so many layers on. And the idea of going to the bathroom, and also the fact, back then, people kind of dressed up to go to games.
Yeah.
Even these Vikings games, which were outside and cold, you still kind of, you tried to look good.
Look nice.
Oh, it was terrible.
I do, Dad, you will appreciate the Metrodome, when they had, in the men's bathrooms, they had the troughs.
Yes.
It was just one long trough along the wall.
It was like a horse.
I am a little sad that they didn't include that in US Bank Stadium. Because you know what it is? Efficient. You jam 50 guys in there at once
and
instead of waiting at
shoulder
10,
to shoulder
that's
going.
Disgusting.
No, it's,
hey,
it was
how
fun.
Are you doing down
it was
there?
So festive. Everybody's in there. It was fun. Everyone's in the bathroom,
my pee with your pee. What color will it be?
The trough.
Oh my god.
I was sad that the troughs had to go away. And you still occasionally will find one, but
that's disgusting. That's
they're fun. I think
that's
they're fun.
Germy.
They're not. It's
the,
it's not like you touch
the
Edgecombe, it.
Edgecombe Arena.
Edgecombe?
The name. No.
Palace?
Pleasant.
Pleasant.
I don't know what one it is. But that one has the
troughs are the best.
I hate them. I just go in the stall.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing in old or nowadays.
Yes. All right, we have continued Super Bowl
quiz. This is so everybody can be involved in this. The Vikings have been involved in how many Super Bowls?
Four.
And how many have they won?
Zero.
Okay, that's a good base to start with here now.
Yep.
That's
I just told them.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl has been held in Minnesota how many times?
This is the third.
This is the first time. I think
the
second.
The second.
It's the first. Would they do this in the Metrodome?
This is the second
time. Yes, they did it in the Metrodome.
What? That wasn't cute enough to do it there.
Two is the correct answer.
Number two.
At the Metrodome, and then this year at US Bank Stadium. So technically, you're saying
who gets the Super Bowl.
Once in the Metrodome and once in the US Bank Stadium, you are completely correct. And then the next question is, who was the trainer for the Minnesota Vikings?
No.
Longtime trainer way back when. Does anybody know?
Who?
I don't know.
Wasn't it Jimmy Donovan's grandpa?
Fred Zambrilletti, yes,
is
exactly.
Is this a joke? I just how right now.
I'm just teasing because he was in the paper today, and is 86 years old. He was the longtime trainer of the Minnesota Vikings. And his son, Tommy Zambrilletti, was the ball boy. And we were always jealous that Tommy got to be on the sidelines.
Oh, really?
He was the ball boy, throwing the balls in. And
Larry Fitzgerald, ball boy, ends up going to the NFL. See,
that's cool.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, Larry Fitzgerald, he started as the ball boy and then learned from Chris Carter, Randy Moss, that kind of stuff. And
yes.
He's had a great career.
That's
you have
really
more.
Cool.
All right, now that'll close out this portion of all the Super Bowl questions. Were like in Super Bowl
too
12.
Hard, perhaps?
What did Hank Stram was the X on? Like, we're not doing that, and I didn't want to.
I did see something interesting. The Patriots are undefeated in Super Bowls when they wear white. So they are in fact wearing white for the Super Bowl.
Okay, wait, question. Mm-hmm. No, this is correct me if I'm wrong. This is Tom Brady's 6th Super Bowl.
Does
anyone know?
This will be his 6th.
How many times has he won?
He's had 5 Super Bowl rings.
So every time he's been in the Super Bowl, he's won.
Well, and that thing on Facebook was a
This is his 8th. This is Tom Brady's 8th Super Bowl, I think.
Hey, Google. Oh, wait.
Yeah, oh, wait. Dee stole Google to bring it to the basement. Patriots as a franchise, this is their 10th Super Bowl, which is the most ever. They've won like 8 of them.
Smoked against Denver way back when.
This is just Tom Brady's stats. He's had 7 starts at a Super Bowl. He's won 5 and lost 2.
Okay.
John Elway was number 2 with 5 starts. Not quite the same record. He's won 2 and lost 3.
Right.
Terry Bradshaw, 4 starts.
I know that name.
And he's 104. Same as Joe Montana, he's 104. But I don't have all the info on.
Yeah. But we'll hope that this Super Bowl adds to Tom Brady's losses.
I know, I just want a good game. I really do. I don't, it might be freezing weather. We might have snow, and that's okay, because that's what we have here in Minnesota.
I hope it does. During
the wintertime, and I'm just looking for a fun time, and I'm not going to the game. I'm just going to watch it from home while we're having complete great food and fun.
Gluttony.
Hopefully nobody's on a diet right now.
No, let's talk about that. And in fact, I just found in my cleaning out of the storage room the sign-up sheet for our dinner last year for who wanted to make what. Because what we do is Matt and I always do a slider contest, and then we make some hors d'oeuvres and stuff. And like everyone votes on what slider they like the most. I always lose.
You guys are all invited over.
Even
though
I'm convinced mine are the best. But this year, McLaren's working until 4, and Matthew will be in Boston again for the 2nd year in a row.
Really bad.
So that leaves the...
You guys act like it's this like lit party that I'm missing.
It is.
You are. We need you here, believe it or not.
Yeah, but when I am here watching a sporting event, I get shunned to the basement because apparently showing any expression in caring about the game is against the rules.
Well, banging your head against a door frame.
That was one time. That was one time.
That kind of gave me a little... We need to watch him.
It was the wall.
Or get
him
a helmet.
It was...
Get him a helmet.
You can yell at the TV. That is acceptable. Everyone else does it.
I have a serious question. Do you believe when they say the Super Bowl brings in X amount of money, do you think... What percentage of the population do you think that affects?
What are you...
Well,
according to my economic theory, this is what I think, what is the economic effect of it.
I think it has an economic effect.
Yeah, what...
Okay,
what
for people downtown...
It could affect us, personally.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure it brings I'm sure...
Yeah, I believe it affects a lot
I bet millions of dollars are spent here. Even on stuff like advertising here, it affects the economy. It grows.
Well, I mean, we can say this much. We may or may not be hired for a private event for our side business, and we're not really sure yet if that's going to happen or not. If that happens, that's going to be fantastic, and we're going to love doing it.
Right, but so then it's touched a small little business.
A very small percentage of the population. The people that are living on...
But it's not like that you go around handing out $100 bills. It's the economic impact of businesses as a whole. Obviously, not every business gets, here's $100 for having the Super Bowl in Minneapolis.
But they sell it that way, though, Matthew. They sell it.
They don't. Look at our little local airport.
If you're dumb enough to believe that they're selling it like that, then you're an idiot to begin with.
We have a little teeny local airport by us. And that airport's going to make money.
A lot.
Because people are going to land their private, small jets there. But
they'll have 100 planes there, yeah.
Yeah, and that's a huge impact for that airport. They're going to make a lot of money on that.
Well, that's true. And then you have limo. Then you have limo. You know,
I saw the
service,
stat.
Uber, Lyft.
Well, did you see? Speaking of Uber and Lyft, Vikings fans are becoming Uber drivers so that they can pick up Eagles fans and drop them off in the middle of nowhere.
No, I saw that. It was so stupid.
That's not Minnesota nice.
No. Well, Uber on your app, if the driver goes off course, it like alerts you right away, so it wouldn't work very well.
But sometimes I do think they take long routes.
No, doesn't matter.
So I drive with Lyft. Lyft.
I do like Lyft.
I like Lyft better, but yeah.
I saw the stat. The Super Bowl brings in 1 million people will be coming to the Twin Cities. The real number is about 130,000 people fly in. And the rest are people from the surrounding areas of Minnesota coming into the Twin Cities. Make up about 850,000.
Just to
kind of
get a feel, they want
to
go watch Nicollet
some,
Mall.
Yeah, some sort of event, 850,000 people who don't actually live in Minneapolis or St. Paul will be coming into the city.
Now that I buy that, because I would like to go. Yeah. We talked earlier today. We didn't do anything yet. Well, we should go down to Nicollet Mall and see what that's about. I want to go see the Ice Castle.
Yeah, but the problem is I would go to St. Paul, but going to Minneapolis now when it's the week of and people are starting to fly in, I don't want to have to deal with parking, and I already do not like Minneapolis.
But that's people, but for me, that's why.
First of all,
don't
that's
you
want to dumb.
See the buzz? I want to see.
Can I look at it from a Skyway?
Let's.
Yes,
oh,
they have.
Heavens.
They have people Skyways in every way. Skyway de-guiding and showing you, telling you where to go.
I would look at it from a Skyway.
Crew 52.
Gabe, I have a question for you. Do you have any history, experience, or memories of the Super Bowls that stick with you? Or not that you would, but I'm just saying you're 13 years old and the Vikings haven't been in it, so you really haven't had to.
When you think of the Super Bowl, what's the favorite thing that you
Yeah, what comes into your mind? Super Bowl, what comes into your mind?
Football.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Say something else. Like mom's sliders. Yep. Say like
Whoa,
that.
What about dad sliders? Wait a minute here.
Say my sliders.
But we always have fun every year with the Super Bowl, don't we?
I love Super Bowl parties.
All right, Gabe. Gabe's out. Thank you, Gabe, for your contribution.
Commercials. Some people say commercials.
Commercials.
Oh, I didn't.
Shout out to Wackman.
Wow, that's one thing. I never even thought about the commercials this year.
Yeah, it's.
I've only thought about it being here and been caught up with the Vikings trying to get the Vikings into it, and I haven't even thought about the build-up of commercials.
I saw something on the news the other day that they're trying not to release any of the commercials early this year. They're trying to keep it just
really. How about you, Matthew? Do you have a favorite Super Bowl memory or something you look forward to for the Super Bowl?
There's certain parties I remember going to in the past, like just people's houses that we've been to for Super Bowl, and those are always fun.
Usually, it's hockey families.
Yeah.
It doesn't
even matter really who it was or where we were. Super Bowl parties always just are fun. Yeah, there's always good food. People are watching the commercials. Mm-hmm. Not having the Vikings in it, no one really like cares too much about the game. It's fun to see it, but no one's like
bummed they missed
it. If the Vikings were in it, I almost would enjoy the party less because I'd be so worried about the actual game going on. And not having to worry about who's winning the game is kind of nice because it's just... But, yeah, being in Boston with a bunch of Patriots fans, they're all glued to the TV. Why did they make that three-yard pass? The guy was open on the left on his slant route. And it's like, I'm just here to eat some chicken wings and
watch
the commercials. Yeah. That's like, that's great. But
what about your
name? No, I don't really. I don't know.
You have one favorite Super
Bowl. You guys,
Bowl
I
memory?
Truthfully, the halftime, like I right, honestly,
what's,
the Super Bowl.
What's a halftime show you remember?
The Super Bowl to me is just so like, okay, great. I
what
do
is
not
a halftime show that you remember then?
I don't know, you guys.
Big Beyonce like, fan?
No, anyone but Beyonce.
A commercial for a 30-second ad is $5 million for a Super Bowl.
30-second
A 30-second commercial is $5 million.
Wow. Jeez.
That is actually incredible.
That is incredible.
All right, Sophia.
But that doesn't even seem like... I don't think you could have a positive impact on your company spending that much money. It's It's so much that you'd think it almost doesn't even carry
that's
that much value.
$166,666 per second.
Oh my Jeez. Gosh. That is, I can't believe that. That kind of cash. I went to the a Super Bowl, like the Taste of the Super Bowl, where they had all the food out. And they sent out a sheet. Did you see that sheet, Matthew, of what they're going to be giving away and selling?
Selling,
the game.
Yeah. They said they'll have 32,000 hot dogs and brats ready to go, 11,000 sandwiches, 650 gallons of ketchup at the Super Bowl. Here's 1,000 pounds of fruit.
What up?
That's good.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Healthy.
45,000 bottles of water.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Oh, I don't even alcohol. Really think that's that many.
Neither do I.
Oh, here we
How
go.
How many people are there?
There's a lot of people there.
2,600 pounds of cheese curds.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're not even in Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah, right. And the Packers aren't even in it.
Well, there's 60,000 people at it. That means if...
Right. I think 45,000 bottles of water. I feel like everyone buys a bottle of water.
No.
Maybe in the fourth
not
quarter.
Not in this
but
crowd.
The first...
This crowd's going hardcore. Your football fans are...
But this might be the surrounding, though, prior to...
3,000...
Build up the tailgaters.
500 cups of coffee.
Nope.
No.
1,000 pounds of shrimp. That's interesting. That's not a typical football game
shrimp
food.
At US Bank
Stadium. I would not eat shrimp at a stadium.
Maybe if you're out in...
At US Bank Stadium for the Super Bowl, there will be 255 food and beverage destinations. So 255
wow.
different
that's
a lot. Spots
I
to buy food.
That.
And that's a ton for
yeah,
a,
I think so.
It's
just one stadium.
Building.
Yeah.
Right, right. And you think of that.
Relative, you know, but.
They're bringing right. in 100 visiting managers and chefs just for the Super Bowl.
That's
wow.
cool.
I suppose we got a lot of
yeah,
other parties and tents. All right, well,
what if it's
guys.
Let's just finish up our favorite Super Bowl memories. And
oh,
then
okay.
We're on to Sophia.
Oh.
Or what you look forward to for the Super Bowl.
Sophia does
I
not.
I like looking at the wives and girlfriends and seeing what they're wearing.
The
Good
waves.
Girl.
Yes.
Sophia likes the waves.
I've never heard that term
a
until a couple weeks ago.
It's a show. It's like
wives and girlfriends.
WAG.
That's what they call
away.
Them in England.
Wives and
girlfriends. Wives and girlfriends of the athletes.
I had never
soccer
heard that.
Players.
And many of the athletes have both.
Mm. Yeah, it's wives and girlfriends
right.
for a reason.
Right, wags for both.
Yeah, D or dad.
What's the
I have a list.
Of
I like, I'm not even gonna do memories. I'm just gonna do what I like the most. Memories. Yeah, we've been to a lot of fun Super Bowl parties. I like making our sliders. I love the commercials. I love the halftime show. And I also like, we usually draw some numbers with our little family. And
a little gambling,
she was
huh?
the
okay.
winners. Yeah.
Is that legal?
Those are my favorite
a little mythical
things.
Gambling.
The game is probably
the biggest
way
letdown.
Down
yeah.
the line on my list.
Right.
Yeah.
I would agree. The biggest letdown is always the game, unless it comes down to the last second field goal.
Last
or
year's game
last
was
Last year was a really good
yes.
game.
Yes. Yeah. yeah. But the fact that I really love just everybody sitting around here hanging out. I know it's corny. And it's the biggest game of the year, but it has the potential for just whatever. It's not a big deal.
McLaren is so anti Super Bowl.
Not the biggest game of the year. If
yes,
you've noticed, Sophia and I have been pretty much silent this entire thing podcast because the Super Bowl is so overrated and people like live for this and
it's
just
like it's
well,
nothing.
Okay.
It's
Do you know the twist this year?
Finale.
The twist this
TV
year
event.
Is
yeah.
for the kickoff. They're not bringing out the tee. They're going to kick it off of Kim Kardashian's booty.
I
and
would
so
like
that.
That
is going to be
I would
something
like
that will
that.
Entice
would be
you
then
guys
I would
to
be
I will
excited
give you,
for this.
That would be interesting. I'll give you that.
How did it get so high above?
Yeah, that would be interesting. I'll give you that. Last little fact. I just learned this a couple weeks ago. And this doesn't even... It's partially Super Bowl related. Early on to... Know how many when TV had just kind of gotten everyone started to have TVs
yeah.
to measure the ratings for how many people are watching,
yeah.
they would see how at I don't even know where they would do this, but they would measure basically how many gallons of water were being flushed from toilets.
No.
To know, they would, right now it's halftime, people are going to the bathroom, the pickup in the amount of water being flushed from toilets. It's still something apparently that's used today to help measure how many people are actually watching what's on. I swear.
That sounds ridiculous. That sounds
Stone Age. But yeah. I believe that sounds ridiculous.
There was no way to...
You think technology is more advanced that these like TV companies can say, all right, we got this many of our customers watching the Super Bowl. Here you go, NFL.
Yeah.
It's folks, crazy. As we wrap up this podcast here, family podcast, we want to let you know that the girls are chomping at the bit to get onto the Grammys, the red carpet, the pregame.
You know why we don't like the Super Bowl? Kardashians, next episode is February 11th. It's got pushed back for the Grammys and the Super Bowl. Oh,
thank God we don't have to have that.
Girls, I think I was
Mom likes it.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My daughters.
D is a woman. These are immature girls.
She pays attention. That's but fine. I will say... You might want to tune in next week to find out what the Super Bowl menu is, because I am going to kick butt with my wonderful
We'll post our recipes
offering
next week.
Yeah, yes. And you know what? What you find is going to surprise you.
I've been saving them up all year.
You're going down, D. Baby, don't eat some Thin Mint.
All right.
We are going to go get some
Sophia. Oh, social media quick.
Social.
Oh, yeah.
Facebook.
Social.
At the podcast family. Instagram at the podcast family. Twitter at the podcast
fam.
Fia, last thing, what do we say right now?
Let's get something to eat.